Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Starring John and Joe, your favorite host.
Or as Metallica would say, Paranormal Podcast. Yeah. I know, that sounded really dumb, didn't it?
I almost said hose instead of hose. Which would probably be true if we ever left the house other than to go to work. Okay.
I do.
Joe gets out. I don't.
I actually have a show this weekend.
Oh.
Almost a Succinct Crush. No, Dead in Five has a show at Smalls.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
So if you guys are in Michigan in the Detroit area,
Hamtramck,
go check out our friend's band who we play their music as our intro music. So anyways, so Joe and I are recording and podcasting here from my house this time. We're not in the studio. We're actually at my house. And I don't know if you can feel that, but I'm getting like cold air up behind me.
Well, that's the weird thing. We were going to record a show about Bigfoot, which we are. We were just going to do some ramblings about Bigfoot, and all of a sudden we're getting paranormal activity in the house.
Well, the weird thing is I heard this somewhere, and you guys, you know, can tell me since you guys are all the experts, but the reason the coldness comes when spirits are around is because they say they suck the energy out of the air and it creates like a vacuum, and that's why you get the cold blast. But I'm not sure. I think I want to dig into that a little bit more, but I'm feeling this like cold. I don't know. I don't have any windows open right now, and it's probably about 70 degrees up, maybe 65 degrees. So we're going to try something different. We're going to do a live spirit box session right now and just see if we pick up anything.
Let's
do it for a few minutes. But
yeah, because it's probably going to be pretty annoying to listen to through your earbuds, but hey.
So we'll see who comes through.
It's our show.
We can do whatever we want, but
so
just
let's
keep
try
listening.
This thing.
Okay, so we're going to try it here. I'm going to turn the spirit box on, so just, you know, bear with us if it's a little loud in the beginning. We'll adjust it here. And we're doing a FM sweep in reverse.
Okay. And if that's not loud enough, go ahead and turn the volume up a little bit. There we go.
All right. So are there any spirits that are here with us in my house right now? If you could please say yes and maybe your name. Obviously, you must know me because I live here. I'm hoping to contact somebody maybe we know. Can you tell us your name so we know who we're talking to?
We noticed that you did have some activity with the people. And we just want to know if you're here. So let's establish some communication with you. Can you be specific and say one of our names to start off with? I think I faintly heard you talk.
A little bit,
yeah. Could you say our names again? I know this is annoying, but we're trying to establish a communication with you. We know that you like to show yourself to Jen as a shadow. I've seen it. Can you please talk to us?
That's interesting. So I've often seen your shadow in the living room. Is that where you prefer to stay, or is there a different room that you like to be in? Are you a male spirit or a female spirit?
It's okay to talk to us. As you know, you've seen this device before. You can speak into it and we'll hear you. Speak as loud as you can.
Were you here the night that we were all in the bedroom? Were you the one who drained all my energy?
Can you please talk to us through this device?
Okay, well, we thanks for trying to communicate with us. You know, hopefully we can communicate again soon. I'll give you one last chance to tell us your name. Some very low undertones.
Yeah, did I noticed that too. You know, because, and that's the thing about the spirit box is you really have to be in tune to actually listen to it, because you do pick up the radio signals and that, but it's sweeping so fast that you have to really train your brain to understand the bits of words or words.
I kept hearing, we'd hear those radio blips, but there were some lower tones, and those were all the same.
Same voice.
Sounding, so.
And there were words.
Yeah, so we'll have to go back and analyze that a little bit
deeper. So, if you, you know, as a listener, if you do hear something different than us, which is common, lots of times people will hear things that other people don't even hear, and they're all listening to the same thing. Now, one thing I want to ask you about something is you said, were you the spirit that was in the bedroom with all of us? What the heck was going on?
Nothing weird. So I had Sarah and Eric and Kat from Haunted Toledo and Annie.
That's right.
My Haunted Toledo crew.
Yeah,
what
you guys.
Up, kids? We were all here and we were investigating one night. This was in the summertime, last summer. No, it might have been in the fall. But, you know, Sarah and her daughter are very sensitive.
Yeah.
And the daughter, Kat, picked up on, something just touched the back of my head.
Okay, hold on a second. We're talking here.
It got real cold and something touched the back of my head.
We'll be back to you.
Okay, that was weird. I got goosebumps. Document that. Okay, so anyways, I did turn the ovulus on, and it says call, and that's the only word that.
Is Jonathan trying to call us, who was we're supposed to interview?
So in the bedroom, there was... They were picking up on the spirit of an elderly lady. And then there was also a spirit named Angel, who was a male who they felt that what they were sensing, that he was, him and his pregnant girlfriend were murdered in Burger King's parking lot.
Okay.
Now, there is a Burger King not far from my house. It's on Savannah Avenue. And it happened, they were picking up in the 80s. And we tried to go back and research in the paper to see, but the archives didn't go back that far. And right now the downtown library has been shut down for renovations. So we couldn't get into the archives to get into the microfiche, but that, you know, I was standing there in the bedroom and I was up against the wall and we had just walked in there and all of a sudden I just felt like something pulled all the energy out of me. I had to go up against the wall because I thought I was going to faint.
Okay.
That's how powerful it was. And then I like slid down the wall and sat on the floor and I was all dizzy. And that was, you know, kind of the strangest thing. Now, they were seeing shadow figures in the corner. And they said that the male spirit angel, he called it a corridor. He goes up and down the corridor. So he's not here all the time, but he was passing through. And I think a lot of times spirits will gravitate to people who are sensitive to it.
Yeah.
They kind of know who is able to see and hear or communicate with them. And then also I think a lot of times when you're opening yourself up to spirits, they're going to come in, you know? So I don't think he's here all the time, but he's, they say that he was very protective of me, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, we could all use somebody looking over your shoulder. And, can you just go over here and just feel this area behind me?
Hold on.
I just want Joe to feel this area.
I gotta move my microphone wires.
I want to make sure that I'm. Is that different than where you're sitting? Do you feel something?
Yeah.
He's trying to talk into my microphone.
I'm talking in your microphone.
Not my microphone.
No, I can.
But it was just noticeably that was weird because
I got goosebumps. I'm like cold right now.
Yeah.
My whole body is cold.
Yeah, that's really okay.
Weird.
The ovulus. It's only said three things since I turned it on.
Okay.
I turned it on right after we ended our spirit box session. It says, it said, stay and guy. It's a call, stay, guy. And now it says mop. I don't know what mop means.
It bar, might be because you touched cash, it.
Lady, O-I. Like oi, I don't know. It.
Embark, cube.
That's the obvious.
It could be because you're touching it because they are static sensitive.
Well, it said my name the other day.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it has 20,000 words in there. Now, I didn't know that Jen was programmed into it. That's just an odd name for them to program. Like, you would get, like, standard names, like Marie and John and Mike. But for Jen to come up, that was, like, really, really bizarre. It was like, I was having a little bit of, like, okay moment. But anyways,
but, what do you think about that? We're talking about where Burger King is and that there was somebody murdered in Burger King. And that all ties in with the Five Points area. And right now, Five Points is so active.
So active. It's nuts.
So, I mean, the area that you live in is called Five Points. And it just comes alive, you know?
Yeah, it's so different than any other area in Toledo. And I don't know why, but I have a feeling, and this is just my theory, you know, I don't have any, you know, backup, but I'm thinking that this area may have been Native American grounds, and I'll tell you why. One, there's a well not too far from my house.
I was just thinking that when you mentioned, I'll tell you, go ahead and speak.
Okay.
Speak. Go ahead and speak. Or go ahead and talk about it, but yeah, exactly. No, that's what popped in my mind. Mm-hmm. So maybe the spirits are channeling, but I've been, you know, with the Native American thing and Five Points. And that well, which is called what? I can't remember.
Hope Well.
Is it Hope Well? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to do some digging to see if this was a path that they walked through heading towards the Maumee. Because if they were coming from Indiana or somewhere like that, where the Hope Well mounds are, almost at the Indiana line, it's almost a straight line from downtown Toledo to there. To come through this area.
Well, the whole point of having that well there, it's that was a meeting point for the Native Americans. So when they were coming from all the different areas, that was the meeting point where they would do their trading and take a rest for their moving on. And I'm thinking we might be on some kind of ley line or something.
I don't know if you know this, but is it called Five Points because of that? Because that's kind of like right in the center.
I thought because the five roads kind of come together, but I'm thinking something else.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Okay, so 5 points. It was named for 2 5-way intersections.
Oh.
One of the oldest intersections in Toledo. So it's where Jackman Road, Lasky Road, Ottawa River, Interstate 75, and Central Avenue all come together, right?
Okay.
And
could those have been, before they were roads, could they have been trails that the Indians traveled on?
Yeah, I mean, definitely could be.
Yeah.
What also is interesting is where we are in relation to where the mounds were,
mm-hmm.
With the high-level bridge. So Joe and I, you know, if you guys listen to our show about giant skeletons, there were some found here in Toledo. And when they were digging out in the early, I think they started that in the 20s to mm-hmm. the 30s, because I think it was a WPA project, which is a Works Parks Administration. Yeah. So when people in the Depression didn't have any work, they created a lot of infrastructure jobs to put people to work, so they went, you know, like.
And that goes out towards a lot of things, but the actual mound downtown was in the 1800s that they started working on those. So, but it was a work in progress, you know? I mean, it's not just, they just didn't tear them all down at once. And that's what I say is, relative to where that mound is and the Hopewell Mounds, which are right on the Ohio-Indiana border, it's almost like a straight line. If we connect them, it goes right through 5 points here, almost right down by your street here, because to get to those Hopewell Mounds in Indiana, to get to those from your house, you just travel down Sylvania Avenue.
Well, there was way
to it.
Yeah, and it's very interesting too. And like the when my mom and dad were kids, into their teenage years, they had rail cars that mm-hmm. are street cars
yeah.
that went that way
mm-hmm.
down Sylvania.
That's why
Avenue.
I'm wondering if these were actual trails, you know, trading trails before. Now, I do know that we had the Anthony Wayne Trail, which was definitely, mm-hmm. but that went to Indiana or where'd that go? Fort Wayne.
I believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so I think it went to Fort Wayne.
Well, then we also have the, you know, the Erie Canals,
mm-hmm.
Which obviously, you know, I'm thinking early settlers built those canals probably across Native American land.
And I mean, the reason why we're talking about this, because it all relates back to this area and the reason why it gets so active all the time. And you know, you're having activity in this house right now. I mean,
that was really bizarre. It felt like somebody put their hand on the back of my head. And it was very tingly and cold.
Well, when I just walked behind you, the temperature is at least 20 degrees colder right behind you.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had so much paranormal activity reported in this area as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's older parts of Toledo, you know, downtown is much older. You know, going along the riverbank.
Yeah.
I don't know. You mm-hmm. know, I'm thinking, you know, are we on limestone? Is it because, you know, the mix of limestone underneath our city? There could be salt flats underneath that we don't know about.
Well, there are a lot of salt deposits north of us mm-hmm. in Detroit and all that. But I honestly, the reason why I think that there's so much paranormal activity in this area is because I think it is a trade route that the Native Americans used to take. And I think, now just personal, is that really has a huge effect on it, because as they pass on, they still are going to travel those routes that they traveled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you're talking about the person that was murdered down at Burger King. That's what, 3 miles away? Well, probably not. Probably two.
And you know,
probably a mile.
I'm probably what, 2 miles from the hospital as well.
Yeah,
you know, that's the one of the longest running hospitals in Toledo.
Yeah.
So you know, you've got a mix of, you know, life and death,
mm-hmm.
People being transported. I have a very active for accident
right there, right out the window there.
Yeah. So you know, there's been. I don't know. Is it the location? Is it the people? We're very close to Woodlawn Cemetery.
Yeah, I honestly think it's the location. Yeah. I really do. I think that there is a lot of spirit activity because of the location.
And you know, I don't know. I just feel weird right now. Like, I do. And seriously, guys, I have this weird feeling. Like, I have, like, this pit in my stomach, and I just feel, like, tingly all over it.
Has the obelisk said anything since?
Drink some water. No, actually, it said the last words, it was, like, about, it says embark cube. And okay. It hasn't said anything since.
Interesting. So you're wondering, okay, why are you guys just babbling about this stuff? Because we were actually going to talk about Bigfoot. But being in the house here, we did get a lot of activity before we turned the mics on. So we figured we'd just go with it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we should just try it again. You want to try it for a second or two and see what we're getting?
If it doesn't drive the listener nuts.
Well, they it's want all... to hear some live action. Let's see if we can get anything. Oops, I just almost knocked it off the table.
All right, go ahead and hit that scan button. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Scanning.
It is scanning?
Yep.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. Doesn't it sound different?
Yeah, right, it's not going... Whoa, there we go.
Sorry about that.
There we go. That's the sound I thought of.
Okay, I thought I felt some presence here. Touch me on the back of the head. Can you confirm if you were touching me or not? Is there anybody here with us right now? Because I'm feeling a cold presence and I felt like I was touched on the back of the head. Can you say the word touch to confirm if that's what you were doing? That was weird.
That was weird. Okay. It sounded like it said Jen and then another thing right after it.
Is there anybody in the house right now with us? You know, if you can use your energy to talk to this box, we may be able to hear you. There's a lot of radio blip. Can you be specific? Maybe say the word touch or tell us your name.
Angel, if you're in the neighborhood, can you come to Jen's house so we can talk to you?
I keep hearing like this low voice undertone. It's the same voice. Now you get you guys can hear those little radio blips, but I think I just saw an orb right here.
Once again, Angel, you're welcome to come and talk to us. If there's any other spirits in the house, you're welcome to speak to us. As you know, we have this device here. Talk to us through this device. Use your energy and we will hear you. Was that got it?
That's what it sounded like. That sounded like Angel. All right. Well, we appreciate the spirits trying to communicate with us, and hopefully we can communicate a little bit more later. Turn that down.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I'm going to leave it going in the background. Just maybe, you know, us talking will spark something.
But it was interesting because in between the radio blips, I could hear a deep voice.
Yeah, and that's what we heard in the first session, which is interesting because normally you won't hear that same level. You'll get all different types because...
I was trying to see if it was in the same spot. Because you know how you can tell after you get a pattern going of what stations you're going to hear. But Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Let's just listen for one more second.
Okay, go ahead. The spirits that were touching Jen or trying to get us to notice that you're here, we have this device here, and you can talk into the, use your energy to talk into this device, and we will hear you. But you're going to have to talk as loud as you can. Just yell into it as loud as you can. We'll hear you. If you can't tell us your name, can you at least tell us how many spirits are with us right now? How many of you are in the room? I heard that deep voice say 9.
I know, that's what I thought it said.
Can you confirm with us how many are people, or how many of you are in this room? The spirit that made himself known to us by changing the temperature, can you tell us your name or give us a sign that you are here? We also have another device here. It's called the Obelisk. You can manipulate the words through this also by putting your energy into it. So yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it's like I said before, it's a tool that we use a lot, yeah. And you kind of tune your brain to listen to it. There's a way. I mean, it's a technique.
Yeah.
You know.
That's interesting.
A lot of people don't like it because there's so much radio noise, but I still think it's one of the best tools we have.
I just think it's easy for the spirits to be able to, you know, manipulate and be able to communicate. You know, and it's hard too because, like, if a spirit is trying to talk to you, who knows if their voice is going to go over regular frequency that you could hear with your ear versus, like, something, mm-hmm. you know, a different type, like a radio frequency or an infrared or something different.
I know that one thing that John Tenney says is, and I think Tim Woolworth says this too, is it's not so much them speaking, but it's them putting their energy into it and manipulating the energy in the device to make words. And that's why the Obelisk works so good. Now, I know Greg and Dana have a great technique that I'd never even heard of until I watched their show,
mm-hmm.
Hellier,
mm-hmm.
where the person sat down with headphones on and he was blindfolded and could not hear the questions that they're asking. And he just blurted out the words that he heard.
And I so think like somebody's in another place asking either another questions. Room.
Yeah, well, in their show, they were right next to him, but he couldn't hear them because all he heard.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
All he heard was
I saw that.
Yeah, and I love that technique because the person running the Obelisk can't hear the questions that they're asking.
That's a great. We should
and
try that.
He is just whatever words he hears, he just repeats.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really moved by it too.
Interesting.
And it was bizarre because they were getting responses, you know, legible responses to the questions they were asking.
We're going to have to try that sometime.
I think it's great technique.
Would you have to have noise-canceling headphones?
He was wearing those. I think he had earbuds in underneath the noise-canceling headphones. But you can do the same technique by putting the people in the other room asking the questions.
Yeah. Maybe on like talking really low too, so they can hear them.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be interesting. Maybe we're gonna have to experiment with that a mm-hmm. little bit. I don't know. I enjoy the spirit box. Sometimes I'll just come home and turn it on and just see if any pick up anything.
Hey, you know that's it. But your core pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Your spirit box, your digital recorder,
mm-hmm.
your K2 meter.
Right. And, you know, if you don't have those type of equipment, use your voice recorder on your phone and then just play it back. And you'll be surprised what you can pick up with that. Yeah. You know, that's what I picked up that EVP in Joe's house.
Yeah. That still freaks me out. Joe.
I know now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm like, the spirits are going to be watching me.
We do have that link on our website, too.
Yes.
If you guys want to, you know, purchase anything, just use that link on our website. It takes you right to Ghost Stop. And I'm telling you, they're pretty much the best prices.
And they have a sale right now. I just got an email from them. They have a spirit box that's on sale. So definitely, if you guys are looking for an updated piece of equipment, just go to our website.
Yeah, just go to our website, and it's right on the front page. Just click on it, and it's a link that will take you right to their page.
Yeah.
And they do have a spirit box that I'm buying.
Oh.
It has a recorder built in and all that. Yeah. I don't know the name of it. I don't have my computer in front of me, but... Yeah, it's great because it has the good speaker. It's got the good recorder, everything in one package. Now, I haven't read the reviews on it yet, but as I'm looking at it, I think it's a cool device. You know, it's the same price as any other device.
Yeah, definitely.
But if they're running a sale, heck, click on that page.
That's right.
Buy all your stuff through there.
Yeah.
And then they can say, wow, 222's got a lot of activity. They must be talking about us. And
we're always talking about something.
It is an affiliate link. We do get like, 3 cents for a $30 sale or something?
Maybe. It costs more to mail the check. Yeah, I know. Stamps are up to 50 cents now. What the heck? Are they? 50 cents. That's ridiculous. I'm protesting. Anyways.
So it's just kind of weird. Just like anything else, we were planning on doing a regular show.
Huh, the ovulus is talking.
Oh.
Said, yank, mind, branches, several. I'll put it up. Maybe you guys can hear it.
That's odd. Does that mean you have to do yard work?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, you know how big my yard is, right? Like, there's so much yard work to
do. The spirits are telling you to clean your branches out of your yard.
Do it for me, spirits. Like, I have time. So, anyways, I don't know. It just, you know... What is your feeling about like investigating in your own house? Like, do you think it's like, uh-oh, you better be careful. You might bring something or open something up that'll bring something in.
I was going to say, we probably bring stuff all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, like, okay, so like you were talking about that angel person, how he says that he does the corridor.
Yeah, so he goes up and down.
He must travel up, by.
He could go to other houses around here.
Exactly.
You never know. Something's touched my foot. I felt like something touched the bottom of my foot. I have my shoes off, by the way. I'm podcasting with no shoes on. you know, that's the thing. Like, you say, are there any spirits here? Come talk to us. And then does that open a portal? Or are you just talking, you know, is it just the people that are in your house?
The spirits do not have to be in the location to talk to them. We've talked to many psychic mediums, and like Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City medium. Awesome.
Hey, girl.
She said that you don't have to be in the location to talk to spirits. And that's why when I do investigations, just like I did with Talking to Angel, I just put out in the world or in the air, if you're in the area, come over and talk to us. Because who knows if they can hear us or not? You know, we don't know, but... A lot of people say you don't have to be in a location to talk to the spirit. And it's been proven many times where we've said, you know, these places that people go to over and over again to talk to spirits become haunted because they're
drawing. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful with that because you really don't want to bring in anything that's harmful. But you still, I mean, we're paranormal investigators. We want to experience something. So
exactly.
Like either you do it or you don't, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's a fine line. I guess for everybody has to just make their own, you know, decision about it and do their own path. But just be careful, you know,
if you do investigate your own home, make it clear to the spirits that you want to talk to them, but they have to be respectful of you too.
Yeah. Yeah, and my sleep time, because if I get woken up by one more scary clown, I'd be mad.
Scary clown.
Well, I told you about that. I don't know. I just, there was something standing over me, and it was like a scary clown, and I wasn't sure if I was awake or sleeping, but it was very terrifying. I had to, like, I don't know. It was so real, though. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like it wasn't fully asleep.
Yeah.
But I could feel something standing over me, and I looked up, opened my eyes. It was like a terrifying clown. You know, I don't like clowns. Oh. I've dated a few, but.
Is that what those giant shoes are laying around your house?
Yeah. You know. Speaking of shoes, do you know I have probably 300 pairs of shoes in my basement?
I know. I went down there to hook up your printer, and there's, well, it's, I mean, it's, I'm your Poshmark.
Yeah. I'm a reseller. What can you say? But no, it was just funny. I was like, if I died and somebody had to come in and clean up, this is the weird stuff I think about, right? If I died and somebody had to clean out my house, they would be like, what the hell is she doing with 300 pairs of shoes?
And they're all different sizes.
300. But
why don't you, while you mention it, go ahead and plug your page.
Well, okay, you guys, go to Poshmark. I am running.
Is it Mark?
Yep.
Or Mark?
Mark.
Okay. With I always get that wrong.
If you go right now and you use the code word HAPPIE22, you get $5 off of your first purchase. Yeah. Which
that's,
is exciting.
Hey, that's shipping.
Yeah.
You know?
But I have a ton of things in my closet right now. I put new stuff in all the time. So if you're looking for some summer wear, if you're looking for some cool ghosty things, you know, I do have some, like, I have this really cool tank, ladies tank top, size medium, and it says as above, so below.
Oh, really?
Which is really cute.
Yeah.
And then I have just some other things, but check it out.
Yeah.
You know.
Another thing I want to mention before we let you guys go.
It's a way to fund the show.
Like I said, this is kind of a throw-in show. We had no idea we were going to do this until we got some activities. So we were like, let's do some little bit of ghost hunting. We're going to do a good investigation of Jen's house, and we're going to invite every spirit that we can into the house.
No, spirits. No, we're not.
You've ever been a clown spirit.
No, shush. I do not.
But we want to try a call-in show again.
Yeah, you guys.
So we want to know your stories. We want to hear what activity you've had in your house. Okay, let's do that. Let's have a call-in show telling us the activity that you had in your own home that you saw.
I know you all have it because you're out investigating. You're bringing stuff back with you.
You're not doing your exit prayer or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like we forget all the time.
We forget, but you know what? We got to get better about that because.
Even if you're not religious, you got to tell the spirits, hey, I'll come back and visit, but y'all got to stay here.
Yeah. Especially when you're doing haunted prisons. You don't want any of that negativity to come through.
I tell you what, let me give you the call-in number. It's 740-720-0225. That is the 222 Paranormal Podcast Hotline.
Ooh, hotline.
We will not answer it, okay?
Yes. It's a voicemail.
Voicemail.
Only. But leave us...
Leave us a short message, because the problem with that is it's only 3 minutes long. So let me give you the number. That is 740-720-0225. And what you got to do, okay, now that is only a 3-minute message. So if you want to leave us a quick story, go ahead. If not, we can get a hold of you and we may get you on the air. We could actually record a segment of you telling us your story on air, whether it's 5 minutes long, whether it's 10 minutes long, doesn't matter. We'll record you and we'll get you on the air.
Get so excited when people tell me their real ghost stories. When we're at our conventions and people are, I'm like, I'm so excited because it's just so exciting to have that experience. And you know, like when we talked to Nadine and John about their experience at Holcomb Woods, which was, you know, one of our shows and
last weekend,
and some of their other, you know, terrifying experiences that they have, like how cool. I'm not saying I want anybody to go through a terrifying experience. No. But
yes, we do, because then it makes good stories.
A That's true. But I don't want anybody to be terrified, but I think, you know, it's just great that to be able to have those experiences and share it with with us and our audience and our listeners who we love.
So once again, that number is 740-720-0225. Give us a call. Tell us your story. If you want to break it up into a couple, I'll edit it together so it doesn't sound like you hung up or something. We'll figure it out. We're really trying to get that message to be longer, but for right now, it looks like 3 minutes is it. I don't know.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Let's know your story. I said, you know, maybe if you want, we'll call you on a we'll message you first, and then we'll call you, and we'll get you on the air.
No guarantees.
I know. We'll figure it out.
All right, folks.
Or we're just babbling. Come to a show, sit down with us, put on the headphones, stick your face in the microphone, and talk on the air. But thanks again for listening this week.
If anything exciting happens, you know, make sure you go to our Facebook page, 222 Paranormal, and check out our website. It's www.222paranormal.com.
Okay.
And follow us on Twitter.
All that stuff.
You know, I always put like interesting things on Twitter. So if you guys, you know, want to see some cool stories or, you know, I always try to post some paranormal news and things on that. So check us out. Thanks for listening. Take care. Have a great week. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You're on fire.